There's a book we can read up and learn and try. Get it on like once before. Where people stared and Cobain's eyes and scored like the video film we saw. His name was always Buddy, and he's shrugging it as to stay. She'd sigh like Twig the Wonder Kid, then turn her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but she knows she really loves him. It's a crash course for the ravers. It's a driving Saturday. Young, the foreman, great at work. Neither hands nor limbs would burst. Tight enough to keep formation with this fallout saturation. Kersenak, the astronaut, who stands and still by his cabinet. He's crashing out with Sylvia. The bureaus apply for raging men. With snorting head, he gazes to the shore. That rage to see the raids no more, like the video films we saw. His name was always Buddy, and he's shrugging it as to stay. She sighed like Twig the Wonder Kid, and turned her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but she knows she really loves him. It's a crash course for the Raiders. It's a driving Saturday. His name was always Buddy, and he'd shrug and he'd ask to stay. She'd sigh like Twig the Wonder Kid, and turn her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but you know. Driving Saturday. It's a driving Saturday. It's a
Oh, 91.5 WMFO in Medford. It is a crash course for the Ravers Show, Halloween edition. We have Hummingbird Syndicate coming up with interview, and we'll be playing their new music. So stick around for that, about 1:30. We'll be talking to them. And before and after, we'll do Halloween theme songs. Something like this. Scary Monsters, Super Creeps.
she's stupid in the street and she can't socialize. Well, I love the little girl and I love her till the day she dies. She wails, Jimmy's guitar sound, Jimmy's scream, waiting at the lights, no one on me. Scary monsters, super creeps, keep me running, running scared. Scary monsters, and super creeps, keep me running, running scared.
Sitting, thinking, sinking, drinking, wondering what I'll do when I'm through tonight. Smoking, moping, maybe just hoping some little girl will pass on by. I don't wanna be alone, and I love my girl at home. I remember what she said. She said, my, my, don't tell lies. Keep fidelity in your head. My, don't tell lies. When you're done, your show hit the bed. And don't say hi like a spider to a fly. I jump right ahead and you're dead. So I sit up, sit up, go down, go around, down to the bar and the place I'm at. Sitting, drinking, superficially thinking about the rinsed out blonde on my left. And then I said hi like a spider to a fly, remembering what my little girl said. Thank you. 50. Would have run away, but I was on my own. She told me later she was a machine operator. She said the way I held the microphone. And then I said, my like a spider to a fly. I jumped right ahead of my will.
There's a downtown fair singing out Proud Mary as she cruises Christopher Street. And some southern queen is acting loud and mean where the docks and the badlands meet. This Halloween is something to be sure of. Especially to be here without you. There's a Greta Garbo and an Alfred Hitchcock and some black Jamaican stud. There's five Cinderellas and some leather drags. I almost fell into my mug. There's a Crawford Davis and a tacky Cary Grant. And some homeboys looking for trouble down here from the Bronx. But there ain't no Harry and no Virgin Mary. You won't hear those voices again. And Johnny Rio and Rotten Rita, you never see those faces again. This Halloween is something to be sure of. Especially to be here without you. There's the Born Again Losers and the Lavender Boozers and some crack team from Washington Heights. The boys from Avenue B, the girls from Avenue D are Tinkerbell and tights. This celebration somehow gets me down. Especially when I see you're not around. There's no Peter Pedantic saying things romantic in Latin, Greek, or Spic. There's no Three Bananas or Brandon Alexander dishing all their tricks. It's a different feeling that I have today. Especially when I know you've gone away. There's a girl from Soho with a t-shirt saying I blow. She's with the Jive 5, 2 plus 3. And the girl for pay dates are giving cut rates or else doing it for free. The past keeps knock, knock, knocking on my door. And I don't want to hear it anymore. No consolations, please, for feeling funky. I gotta get my head above my knees. But it makes me mad and it makes me sad. And then I start to freeze. In the back of my mind I was afraid it might be true. In the back of my mind I was afraid that they meant you. The Halloween Parade.
Halloween Parade.
At the Halloween Parade. At the Halloween Parade. See you next year at the Halloween Parade.
Listen to the singing, can he be shaken? On a man-made
5 WMFO is a crash course for the Revis show, and I'm sitting here with Hummingbird Syndicate. Yay!
Hello, hello.
Hello.
John Macy, Lynn Shipley, leaders of Hummingbird Syndicate, lead songwriters and performers. And so, yeah, we just heard you. No Way to Find You from the new album. And you were saying it's kind of spooky.
Well, the music is definitely spooky.
That makes it spooky. Chirping.
Well, it's about suspended. It's about a lost person and not being able to find them. Oh, that's interesting.
Disney.
Yeah, it's about a friend of mine who
disappeared.
In a metaphorical way, yes. And lost him. He lost himself, and I was trying to make something out of that. Whether I did or not remains to be seen.
So you guys have been around for 10 years now?
Yeah, we first, Lynn and I probably met in 2007.
Right, 2007. Yep.
And originally it was just to write songs together because I was still playing in Fox Pass.
Mm-hmm.
And I set out to do a solo album, which I do every...
I think we did a show with Fox Pass.
I think we did, yeah.
Midway one time.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. The Midway, that's right. That's right. We did. And I was about to do a solo album, which I would do every decade or so. And I met Lynn, and I was really actually actively looking, and I always have been, for that male-female sort of psyche in songwriting. Because,
mm-hmm.
you know, there is a sense that there's a difference, and the combination of the two to me is something, and there's some great songwriting teams like that. And so it was a total fluke that we met.
Mm-hmm.
You want to pick up the story a little?
Yeah, I was, at the time I had re-entered the music world from about a 20-year layoff, and I was writing songs with my longtime writing partner, Richard Lamphier, who's with Girl with a Hawk. And I met John, and we started having this conversation about music, and I said, I think Charlie Louvin's record had just come out, and I said, we were talking about the country music and pop music and the popest of pop and the countryest of country, and discovered that I couldn't put him off of the most poppy pop and country stuff. He really loved that stuff, like the Andy Kim, Charlie Louvin, George Jones, and that kind of thing that I was really into.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, we were both writing and playing rock and roll, and so I don't know. Within a few months, we wrote a song together, and the rest is history.
Sounds great. You want to get to the next one?
Yeah, so Gracefully, this is the opening song on the new album, and this is a single right now. It's getting played, actually, all over the world.
Yeah, it's getting lots of airplay. It's nice.
I hope it's on rotation here. I'm not in charge of that, but it should be.
Well, let's make sure of that.
Yeah. Okay. I'll tell the right people.
We'll have your people talk to ours.
Okay. Here's new Hummingbird Syndicate, Gracefully.
You're staring down a barrel of fate. you stand naked at the crossroads and wait. A wave rolls over the sea. Peacefully.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. And I think I'm going to have to switch to CDs just because this is acting goofy on me. I can't even get my music bed I wanted to do. That kept playing. So, yeah. I emailed Ops plenty of times about it. Somebody's supposedly getting to it. We'll find out. So what song was that we just heard?
That one here was called Memo from Mars.
Oh, let me put your mic up.
Oh, am I up?
Now you are.
That one there is called Memo from Mars. And actually, Lynn has this fascination. She does.
For so, Memo from Turner?
Yeah. Well, space. I'm a space geek, okay? I'm a NASA geek, a NASA nerd.
Do you watch Ancient Aliens?
No.
I love that show.
Where's that?
It's on the History Channel, and it's them talking about how aliens were here thousands of years ago, and that's like where the pyramids and stuff come from.
Love it.
It's great.
The Nazca Strip, yeah, I'm into all that
stuff. Because there's like stuff that was built that we don't even have the technology to get these lines straight as they did, you know? So it's like, who did it?
Yeah, it's the same thing with the aircraft that's flying faster than anything the Navy can produce, but nobody wants to talk about where that technology came
from. Yeah, it's reverse technology from crash.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think so.
I do too.
We write a lot of different kinds of songs, and I had the music, and I wanted it to be sort of upbeat. I said to her, let's make this one a little silly.
Yeah.
Because we do tend to go towards the very serious a lot. And immediately Lynn comes in with A Race to Mars. Go ahead and talk about it. No, it actually came out great.
I'm always trying to fit something celestial or astronomical into the songs.
What was the next one you wanted to play? Always Shining?
Or Some River. Either one. Always Shining. That's good.
Yeah, Always Shining. Another song where John goes, I got Always Shining as a lyric. I'm like, what am I supposed to do with that? So I was like, all right, if you're going to give me Always Shining, I'm going to make you sing in French.
So, John, you're from Fox Pass, and before that it was Macy's Parade?
Well, actually, it was Fox Pass, Tom, Dickie, and Desires, Macy's Parade, then Fox Pass.
Okay.
And my favorite band, Hummingbird Syndicate.
Right on.
With my favorite partner, Lynn Shipley.
No, it's funny. We have an old picture of Macy's Parade up on the wall here.
Oh, yeah.
And tell us about your agent or your manager.
Poor Morgan. Right. Morgan Hukey used to be on MFO.
And he was Morgan Hukey used to sit in on my shows all the time. And I think he thought it was his show when he was here.
He was anybody that remembers Morgan. He was a man about time. He was from Rockport.
He was a man out of time.
Yeah, he was that too.
He put on a lot of shows in the 70s. He put us on with the Modern Lovers.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, a lot of people knew Morgan back then. He used to put shows on in art galleries.
He would have been perfect in vaudevillian times.
And he made that promotional photograph with his management company's logo on it.
With his management company that didn't manage you.
So that's the story behind that.
But it lives on right here looking at me.
Morgan.
Yep. R.I.P.
Morgan's haunting you.
That's a scary thought.
All right. Let me see if I can get my old music bed on here.
Okay, so while you're doing that, I'm going to just give a shout out to the band because two of us are sitting here, you know, getting all the love. And back at home, we got Mike Pyle on guitar and Clark Goodpaster. We're very lucky after the unfortunate demise of our drummer, Randall Lee Gibson IV. To get Clark Goodpaster on board on the sticks, and he's great. And then we got Steve Gilligan on bass, and recently Paul Zablonski on keyboard. We've never had a keyboard player. We're psyched to explore that avenue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do play keyboards in the records, but we've never been able to do it on stage, so we finally did it.
He's good. Good ear. Yep. So that's our lineup, and we're very happy about it.
Very cool.
Well, maybe we should mention we're playing next Sunday.
Oh, yeah, right.
That might be a good idea.
Where are you playing next Sunday?
We're playing at the Midway, Sunday the 6th, Sunday, November 6th.
Yep.
And the lineup?
The lineup is we're opening Hummingbird Syndicate at 3:30, and after us is Girl with the Hawk, Linda Viennes, Richard Lampier, Dan Coughlin and company. And
you've played with Girl with the Hawk, right?
We played in a band with Linda and Rich called Adam and Eve.
Oh, okay. Right.
Yeah, so that was before Girl with a Hawk and before Hummingbird Syndicate. It was like the precursor to both of those bands.
Right, mm-hmm. Right. That's what came out of Adam and Eve was Girl with a Hawk and Hummingbird Syndicate. And then the headliner that day is Martin Murrell and Fredette. So the amazing and fabulous Eric Martin and his unit. So it's going to be fun. Come down. Matinee show. $5. I mean, $5.
Yeah. When is this? Next Saturday?
Yeah, next Sunday.
Next Sunday. Yep, okay, I can make that.
Yep. You should come down, Brian.
I'll try.
And you can introduce us.
I will if you want me to.
That'd be awesome.
To.
We do.
Yeah, that'd be good. It'll make us look important.
Well, then I'll definitely be there. Yeah. I'll MC.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Do it. That would be great.
Sure.
It makes the show much more lively, I think.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. MC always makes it better. Yeah.
Totally.
I think it makes it way better. And if anybody's interested in Adam and Eve, there's a video on YouTube of the one song we ever put out.
That's right.
You don't know much about me, so if you Google Adam and Eve, you'll find this cool video.
Yeah, really cool video. Kelly Davidson made it.
Okay, I haven't played Always Shining yet, right?
No.
I have it queued up. What's this song about?
Well, like Lynn was saying, a lot of times the way we write songs, well, at least the way this album got written, you know, the pandemic is a big influence, not lyrically, but in the sense that it was difficult to get together.
Mm-hmm.
And like for us, for everybody, right?
Yep.
And I have a studio where we record all our stuff. It's in my house. So I started just working on tracks. What else could I do? And working on the tracks, Lynn writes most of the lyrics, but you know, I'll write some. But I would come up with catchphrases,
mm-hmm.
and say to her, "I hear this," because it's true. I'll hear the music in my head, and then I'll hear a phrase. It maybe makes zero sense,
but it sounds good.
But it sounds like a phrase in my head. So for this one, I said, "Always shining." No sense of what it meant or where it fit in. And you could see from the song, Lynn made it work. It's great.
I looked at him blankly and said, what?
And Lynn spent a lot of time in Paris, so we...
Hey, let's take a phone call, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, geez.
From Paris?
Maybe.
Nice.
Hello, MFO, you're on the air. No swears.
No swears. Hey, Jimmy James, J. Christopher James.
What's up, Jimmy?
How are you guys?
Hey, Jimmy, how you doing?
This is my guitarist.
Oh, yeah, Jimmy, oh, yeah. Hey. He's a good photographer, too.
Thank you. Haven't seen you guys since pre-COVID, man.
I know. We haven't seen anybody. I know.
I was trying to get up to the show today, but...
I was hoping to see you here.
Yeah, I know. My car wouldn't let me.
Hopefully your car will let you get to the show next Sunday.
You're never going to get it fixed, so...
Yeah, come up and see them next Sunday. I'll be emceeing now.
Where?
At the Midway, Sunday.
Sunday matinee show.
Oh.
Yeah, Sunday matinee, 3:30, 4:30, 5:30. It's going to be us, Girl with the Hawk. Yep.
We can do that. I miss you guys terribly.
I'm so psyched.
You're great people, and I enjoy listening to all your stuff. I was listening to some of is Gracefully a new song?
Yeah. The new first song.
Yeah.
It's harder to write a nice, beautiful song than it is to write a rocker. And, you know, I think you put a lot of time into that. Lynn, your voice sounds great.
Oh, so. Thank you.
Oh, come on. I miss you guys so bad. So I just had to call in and say hello.
Thank you.
Yes, I would be honored to see you guys in Midway.
Come on down.
Come on down, see us, see Brian emceeing, and it'll be a ball.
I'll remind you.
He'll remind you. And now you guys are playing up in Portland. I was going to come to that Middle East show with Mark.
Yeah.
But I've been friends with Mark Bell since a long time, let's say that much.
Come to our November 17th.
John, come to that one.
You and I go, I'm sorry, what was that, John?
No, I want to come. Yeah, that was a good package, but I'll come to see the other show, November 17th.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're saying you went back a long way with Mark Bell.
Yeah, back to Fox Pass days.
We used to call him the King of Framingham back in 1978 because my band was afraid to play anywhere in Framingham because, you know, Thunder Train had played there the week before.
Yeah.
And nobody wanted to see my band, you know.
Which one was that, Jimmy?
Yeah, he's been at it for a long time. So.
Now, which band were you in?
I was in a... half original, half cover band called Lady Luck.
All right.
At the time.
Lady Luck.
78, 79. And then everybody moved to Boston in the 80s. So that's the way it went.
Well, but, we're going to play another one. This one's a new one called Always Shining.
Great.
All right.
Can't wait.
All right.
I got it on. Rhode Island listening.
Thanks for calling, Jimmy.
Thanks for the call, Jimmy.
Take care,
Lynn,
man.
Lynn, you're a blessing. And so are you, John. So take care.
Thanks, man.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.